There is no denying it. There is something magically mystical about the arts. The listening, the seeing, the inspiration that flashes through your mind. Arts and music are vitally important to our world. And the folks at ArtsQuest realize that conversations are to be had, music is to be danced and sung, and that moments of life captured on canvas and sculpted in our environment inspire spectators to think outside their own box, to dare to be different. All this makes our world more notable, more meaningful, and more joyous. The Southside Arts and Music Festival features 2 days filled with visual arts, live music, and family programming, all designed to encourage guests to explore South Bethlehem's arts venues and their shops and restaurants. And this year, the festival's second, if you are counting, continues partnerships with ArtsQuest, the County of Northampton, Northampton County Council, Capital Blue Cross, WDIY, and many more. All have helped to establish Bethlehem as a perfect destination for world-class art and experience. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, where you will always experience many choices, real voices. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with ArtsQuest's Stacy Brennan, Senior Director of Visual Arts, and then with Pittsburgh artist James West for the Southside Arts and Music Festival. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
A pleasure.
We're really excited about the upcoming festival. I had not been lucky enough to be there last year. And just looking at the lineup and the map, it looks extraordinary.
There's something to find in every corner and every alley of Bethlehem, that's for sure. We have 10 different venues throughout the South Side where you can find arts and music, as well as pop-up art shows and music in different merchant shops along South Bethlehem.
And there'll be vendors and artisans showing outside the Steel Sacks area, I believe, as well?
Exactly. Outside of Steel Sacks, but also at the Banana Factory, will be kind of the hub of activity on Saturday. During the day, we have vendors. We have 13 different artisan vendors, as well as a skateboarding competition, breakdancing competition. We'll have artists making art live and opportunities for families to engage in projects and make their own art to take home with them.
Now, this is the second year, am I correct?
This is the second year.
And I understand the first year was an enormous success, and things have built on that for this year's presentation.
Exactly. We've built on that. We have expanded our venues as well as partnered with Lehigh Valley Underground to bring more music to the South Side to really get people walking around, kind of exploring the ins and outs of South Bethlehem, the beauty that we have right here in our backyard, and to see things in a new way that they haven't seen it before.
Mm-hmm. And so there'll be two levels to the way the festival works. If I purchase a ticket, there's a whole series of wonderful concerts we'd like to talk a little bit about that will be available to me, et cetera. But the partnership with the Underground means that also this, again, as you said, there'll be music-free music spread out all over the Southside Arts District.
Throughout. Exactly. There are 6 ticketed venues, so you can buy a wristband, which can get you into any of those ticketed venues. And then we have, in addition to that, multiple free venues throughout the Southside and also kind of pop-ups that you can experience as you go along.
So some of the, we will go from all the way from the Steel Stacks campus, Banana Factory, with folks up at
Performing Arts School.
Performing Arts High School, that's
exactly.
Right. Godfrey
NMIH,
Daniels.
Godfrey Daniels, yep, the Banana Factory. And the idea is really to get people walking around the South Side. We have a really walkable community and really wonderful merchant shops and kind of resources that I think most people don't know are there. Mm-hmm. So the idea is really to get people to walk and to see all of these things.
And speaking of kind of that landscape and exploring it and seeing it in different ways, one of my favorites is coming to town, the Red Ball Project.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about that? George and I were lucky enough to see that in Ireland.
Sure. So Red Ball Project is one of the longest kind of street art installations. It's been all over the world. It's by Kurt Persch, and it has been to more than 25 cities. This is the first time that it's been on the East Coast, so this is pretty exciting that it's making its debut here in South Bethlehem. And it's a 15-foot red rubber ball that pops up in different places each day over the course of 5 days, starting on April 18th through the 22nd. And the idea is it is kind of hoisted above bridges or smushed underneath architectural spaces to kind of bring and highlight the beauty of architectural space. And so people can literally run and bounce off of it. You take a lot of selfies with it. We'll have a street team there to talk with people, help you take your picture. And to really, it's a really interactive, neat piece. It's not something you'll really, you know, have an opportunity to see more than once, although you were lucky to see it before.
Yeah. And it's interesting that I think usually it's often in larger cities, it's going to be interesting to see it in an intimate kind of cityscape like Bethlehem's, really highlighting the architecture.
Definitely. Yeah. So we will announce the location soon. So stay tuned for that. Usually it's about 2 weeks out from the festival that we announce that. But we really hope that people will come and interact with it and kind of blow up social media, if you will, with pictures of themselves with it in our city, and to highlight that.
And we'll be talking a little bit with James West, who's a sculptor, Split Infinity, which is a whole other amazing project. But if we could give a quick overview, this we'll be talking with James about how it came about and what's going on with this. But it's based on Einstein's theory of relativity, Split Infinity, and it's a 2,000-pound bronze.
2,000-pound bronze sculpture that half of it will be hanging from the ceiling at the Arts Quest Center, and the other half will be reaching up from the ground, connected by a rope. And the idea is to kind of make people think about themselves as an individual and how they relate to the bigger picture, how there's this push and pull in humanity and your daily life for making decisions, and how Einstein was someone who went above and beyond in that theory and kind of was able to take things to the next level. So it's a larger than life sculpture that will be really incredible to see.
Great metaphor for the arts and an arts festival
question, in addition to a large scale, we're going to be installing another large scale mural in South Bethlehem, which we will be announcing soon with a local artist from the area. And we're really excited to kind of expand the conversation about public art and its impact in communities, and really have community members get involved in the process and give opinion about, you know, just start conversations about why we love to live in South Bethlehem and what's wonderful about it here.
And you're working on something on the Greenway as well.
Yeah, so we are partnering with the Southside Arts District, with Lehigh University, with the Hispanic Center, and with CACDB, the Community Action Corporation of downtown Bethlehem, I believe. And we are going to hire six artists, to create parachute cloth murals on the Greenway. So they'll be actively creating during the festival, and then hopefully they'll find permanent homes throughout the Lehigh Valley later on.
Oh, that's fascinating. Another spin on the public art element in the conversation.
I'm bringing more art to the Greenway, which I think will be really wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And the music, just to jump back for a moment to the music, in all fairness to them too, particularly some of the, I guess we would call headliners, are pretty remarkable, from folks like Dar Williams, Delta Ray, the Infamous String Dusters.
Yes, so we have Grammy Award-winning Infamous String Dusters, which will be headlining. We have Start Making Sense, which is a Talking Heads tribute band, on Saturday night as well. Wild Adriatic is a pretty incredible rock band. They came during Music Fest last year, so another chance to see them. Ceramic Animal, which has been an incredible indie rock band that has kind of made its debut here and really seen success in the past few years. We just have, you know, everything from blues with Mr. Sip to Ona, which is an indie rock band. Really great variety of music over the course of the 2 days. And so with just one wristband, you can get into all these different venues and be exposed to world music, which is really great.
And if people, before we go any further, if folks want to check up on the details, because there is so much going on, websites?
Yep, we have a website, bananafactory.org or steelstacks.org, where you can find the schedule of events. You can kind of pick and choose how you want your day to go. And you can also purchase wristbands the day of as well.
Okay. And Facebook as well. We want to stay tuned to Facebook so we find out where the red ball is going to be.
Yes. And Instagram. Yes.
That's true. And
we're very active on social media.
And the partnerships I would imagine, there's something about it that's almost public art in itself, to see this great coalition of sponsors come together and create this for the South Side.
No question. I mean, I think That's, I think, very unique to how Bethlehem works. We have wonderful organizations that are collaborative and work together, and this festival is really kind of a highlight of that, and it's going to be great to see all of these resources coming together and for people to come to the festival and gain exposure to the resources that they have in the Valley. Mm-hmm. So that'll be great, yeah.
I'm very much intrigued that you are using many of these different venues for different things. So that involves everyone in this collective of arts and music.
Exactly. And it gets people who might not go to some of these venues but are going for, you know, to see it for the first time, which is really wonderful.
And there's a lot of family programming here, too, which is lovely.
Tons of family programming. All of the music is pretty much family-friendly. All of the events are at the Southside, free art projects, everything going on the Greenway and at the Banana Factory. So, you know, you can bring your kids and make a day out of it, which is, you know, and gain exposure to so many different disciplines of art.
And food trucks,
yeah, definitely.
I'm always curious about exactly how long it takes to put together a festival for next year. I suppose you're already working on next year's.
Probably, yeah. We're working on next year. We're working on Music Fest right now, too. I mean, as you know, Lehigh Valley is very festival friendly,
yes.
There's always a festival to plan for.
But to think of how many things are going on, I mean, do you have categories that certain people, like you in visual arts and someone else in performing arts?
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's another beauty to the partnership and collaborations with both sponsors and the venues, because they help to program some of those areas as well.
And the county executives in Northampton are really supporting you in full force.
Yeah, well, this is a great opportunity to bring tourism to our area and highlight what we have here. Yeah.
And it blends. It's really kind of a wonderful blend of everything that Arts Quest and SteelSax kind of offers year-round, celebrating all at once as well.
And that's the idea, to blend the disciplines of art, to show how the arts really build upon each other and have an opportunity to highlight the talent that we have for both musicians and artists in the area. This is a great platform for that.
And the Banana Factory, speaking of the local artists, too, that I understand will be open for tours, the studios, because year-round, that's really a nurturing place full of local artists.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. We have 26 resident artists who are super talented, and it'll be open that day and throughout the year.
Okay.
Well, we are so excited. I'm so excited about the Red Ball, and who put that together, and how did they find out that that was there? Because it appeared in 25 cities in Europe and Asia and Australia. I mean, just amazing places that this visual, fun art object has pulled people together. Incidentally, when Kate and I lived in Galway, Ireland, we had the joy of really discovering the Red Ball Project Tears, as we mentioned before, near Galway Bay, the Clotta, and, of course, the Spanish Arch, stirring some really wonderful, thoughtful conversations, not only with American tourists and tourists around the world, but also with Galwegians alike. So we shall talk more about that perhaps as we come back, and we'll be talking with James West. We shall return immediately with more Southside Arts and Music Festival joys after this important message.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, reminding you that WDIY is a radio station that's in this community and that is part of this community and that is supported by this community, which is exactly the way that it should be. The people who use this service are the largest single sources of support for it, which is how you know that it's independent. That's how you know that it's acting in your interest. That's how you know that WDIY is working to bring reliable information to you. So please make your donation today. With your help, WDIY can pay for the news and keep fund drives short. Visit WDIY.org and please give as generously as you can. Thanks.
This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, George Miller and Kate Scuffle. And we return you now with Arts Quest Stacy Brennan, the Senior Director of Visual Arts, and with Pittsburgh artist James West.
Welcome, James.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, this
it's an honor to be here.
We're delighted to talk with you, and we've been really excited about the project coming up here with the Arts Festival, Split Infinity. Could you tell us, I can't begin to tell our audiences how striking this piece is visually. It's a 2,000-pound bronze, but it's split, literally, and it's Albert Einstein. Could you tell us a little bit about what inspired this for you?
Well, absolutely. It started as... you know, we all have struggles in life. And I thought about how we go through life, and there's that push and pull and that tug. And as I started to think about that, I thought about, who do we think of who doesn't have that struggle? And when we think of Albert Einstein, we initially think of genius. And I thought about him as a young man and him coming up with this concept of, listen, guys, what you've all been thinking of all these years is not right. I have a different theory on time, and I have a different theory on space. That had to be a very, very lonely place. And he worked through that. And I think of our youth today, and I think of people that think outside the box and think differently, and how lonely that is. So I wanted to come up with a sculpture that represented that, and I couldn't think of anybody better than Einstein. So that's one of the dimensions of this particular sculpture. But as you look at the sculpture, part of his lower body is actually coming through the ceiling at the top. The lower part is coming, or his upper body is coming as the lower part up through the floor. And he's pulling on a rope that he's pulling on his own leg. And he's pulling these thoughts and these ideas out of himself, almost like he's pulling himself out of a different dimension. And I think that that's the challenge to all of us, is to go to the next step, whatever that may be, in whatever we do.
Oh, that's a wonderful way. Oh, God, what a wonderful centerpiece for an arts festival. In the sense that actually that's what the festival is. We were talking about Stacey really wants to create these kind of conversations and challenges and ways of thinking. And you'll be in town during the festival, will you not?
I will be. I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a pleasure working with everybody up at Arts Quest, and I will be there, obviously installing it, and then I will be there for the event itself.
And I understand that, of course, what you are best known for, or so they say, is a monument-sized sculpture of Point of View, which is on top of Mount Washington overlooking the city of Pittsburgh. But I expect that this piece is going to be even much more lovable to people as they watch it. James, I just wanted to ask you, it says, of course, that you are a contemporary artist, and you are, but is this surrealism or realism or abstract, or what would you kind of pin the style to?
I'm laughing because that is really a good question.
That's a good question.
I'm not sure. It's a figurative sculpture, so it's almost traditional, but you know, my mother said to me, who happens to be almost 90, what are you doing taking a perfectly good figurative sculpture and cutting it in half and putting the opposite end out of the ceiling? So I think it's a very abstract concept, and it's a kind of presented in a traditional way. I think that's probably the best way I can explain it. So it's a little bit of all of the above.
And does it matter, really? Once you see it, something comes over you, and that's what matters.
Here, here. I think with thank you. It's really about, you know, how we all view things. I think the artist's job, or at least my job, is to have people look at things in different ways. And my hope would be when people first look at this, they go, what? You know, and then they look at it and say, wait a minute. I never quite looked at it that way. And I sometimes refer to it as the second take. You know, when we go to a movie or a play or art of any type, when you wake up the next day and you think, oh, you know, when you think about it, I think if we can achieve that, we're really doing a pretty good job. And hopefully that's what this does. And I think it's in a great form there. It's a beautiful space, and it's very open, and we're excited about it.
I'm excited to see that the part of what will be going on is there's something called P's and Q's, children's programming, on Saturday, and I understand you're going to be talking with the youngsters there. I'd be fascinated to hear their take on this and their response to it.
Well, I also am. I mean, you know, it amazes me every time that I'm with young people, I always come out of it with more than I've put in it. There's always something like, whoa, where did that come from? So I think that if we're able to invoke some thought and not give answers, ask more questions, I think it really will be unusual to see what the children come up with. And I'm sure they'll come up with some great stuff. It's always sometimes difficult when you work with children, and I got to be careful how I say this. It's never the children. It's like the parents sometimes have a perceived idea of what they want something to look at. Just mm-hmm. let them go. Mm. Children come up with great ideas. Just let them go. You know. So that's my hope that we'll have this. Well, I know that will happen. I mean, at Arts Quest, and we'll have this very open. And the children can I don't want to call it playing with clay, but they can come up with some great stuff.
And just, is that the kind of thing that motivates? What motivates you? I was fascinated looking at your website and your work. You talk a lot about storytelling and kind of helping narratives or stories come to be told or shared through your sculpture. And is that what moves you?
Yes, I think it's that I strive to tell stories in a different way. I think that if we're doing our job the right way, I think that you look at a certain way and you tell the story a little different, and you say, oh, I just didn't quite think of it in that way. Indigenous people had a tendency to say that they wanted people to look through the fire and look beyond what was the fire through it. And I would like to think that sometimes that's what I like to do with my sculpture, is to look at it and say, well, you know, I didn't quite look at it that way.
And Split Infinity, of course, is very much part of Albert Einstein and his theory. And Einstein's actual quote is, imagination is more important than knowledge.
You know, and I've read that many times, and I think that's right on the money. I think that, and one of the things that I'm really doing in a lot of my new art is, I think there is this, it's not different, it's very similar. Arts, science, math, engineering, mm-hmm. I think they're all very, very closely related. And I think that, you know, when you look at your phone now, your phone that you carry in your pocket, your iPhone or whatever, you know, somebody came up with the idea, well, maybe we don't have to push a button. And before that, somebody came up with the idea, maybe we don't have to spin it like a dial. Mm-hmm. So I think that happens every day. And Einstein showed that in a huge way. He made us look at matter and time and the way we think about things in a different way. So I think there's a lot of young people and people of my age that are out there that have a lot to think about and a lot to offer to our society as a whole. And I hope that this invokes some thinking.
Well, we are certainly honored that you are part of the Southside Arts and Music Festival this year, and we hope to see more of you in the future. Right, Stacy?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jim's work is going to be up through the end of June, so it'll be up for a while, which will be great, exposing community that comes through for our Levitt Pavilion music concerts and at Steel Stacks throughout the year. So it's going to be a really great opportunity. We're also looking to bring in school groups to talk about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and how Jim's piece really addresses that, and how kids can think of themselves as part of the bigger picture, which I think is going to be a really amazing experience.
You might even get some ideas from the kids, Jim. Hey, what would be next for you? What would be next?
You know what? I always get ideas from the kids. They really are. It amazes me what they come up with sometimes.
Well, they're going to be making their own sculptures in the P's and Q's workshop, so we can. Wow. I'm sure Jim will get lots of great ideas.
Watch the influence of Split Things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stacey, what I'm curious too. Well, actually, maybe I should ask this of you, Jim. The piece will move on after the Arts Festival. Do you have any plans for it?
We're still working out where it's going next. Mm-hmm. We're working on a a couple locations now, and we'll be talking about that in the future.
That's wonderful.
And it's amazing. It almost seems like it was made for the space. So finding a space that is as large, I think, will be easy. But it just is so fitting for the Arts Quest Center. It's going to be really great.
Jim, do you work always in bronze? I mean, you sculpt, but then it's the finished result is bronze.
No. Actually, I work in steel. Mm-hmm. I do some wood, not too much, but primarily bronze.
Mm-hmm.
We're presently working on a steel project right now called 2C. But, you know, I enjoy it all. I think I enjoy the diversity of it. Back to something that Stacy said was I think the space is excellent, particularly because there's a mid-level, a mezzanine, and you can, as Einstein's looking up, you can look down and see his facial features and see him struggling to pull on that rope, which is pulling on his own foot that is above you. So I think it will really show well there.
Not to mention against the landscape of the blast furnaces in the background.
Oh, right.
It'll be an incredible commentary on, industry and change and how we are revolutionized as we move forward, as Jim commented about, our iPhones and how technology changes with time.
Here, here. Yeah, and I thank you for bringing that up, too, because I think that was one of the things that attracted us there at the beginning, too, because it is so spectacular. Here is a facility that helped mm-hmm. make America and was abandoned, and when you see it lit, particularly at night, it's incredible, and that's the backdrop for this sculpture. It's great.
Great. Thank you, Jim. We have been chatting with Stacy Brennan, the Senior Director of Visual Arts, and with Pittsburgh artist James West for the Southside Arts and Music Festival coming up April 20th and 21st. You can find more information on bananafactory.org or steelstats.org. Special thanks to our technical engineer and operations director, Neil Heaver. This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle for Lehigh Valley Art Salon.